Good afternoon, everybody. March 3rd, it's 2:04 p.m. We'll call the Connecticut Interagency Drought Work Group regular meeting to order. Our first order of business is to just recognize the agencies and make sure we've got a quorum and the voting members. DOAG, we do not have a representation on, and I do not have, and Lori Matthew from DPH is not on, so we do not have those two. Deep and Pura, we have Doug Hoskins. DESP and Demis, we've got Ken Dumas, and I, how do you pronounce your last name, Ken? Excuse me.
Sure, no problem. It's Dumas, but that's fine.
Dumas, thank you. Yep. No, nope, I'd like to try to be correct if I can.
Doug Glowacki is also going to be joining us here shortly.
Okay. Yep. I'm listing you as the voting member. So
sure.
Perfect. Thank you. And myself from OPM, Martin Heft, and then I know we've got others on that have joined us. So thank you. With that, our first order of business is minutes of February 3rd. If I could get a motion to accept those minutes.
Motion to accept from Doug Hoskins.
From Doug, thank you. Is there a second?
Second, Ken Dumas.
Thanks, Ken. Any discussions, changes? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Terrific. Item four is a review of our hydrologic conditions as we do each month. I know there was no official kind of reporting put out on this, but I did want to offer any of our agencies that wanted to bring anything up. Obviously, we continue to monitor month to month, even through the winter months on this. So if there's anyone that wants to bring anything up or discuss. I know we have John Mullaney on from USGS. I don't know if you have anything you want to report, and then I'll flip it over to Eric if he has anything from any of our regular reports.
Okay. Yeah, no, the only thing I was going to bring up was looking at our groundwater sites, and definitely was some improvement since last month in many of the sites that were kind of below normal. We still have, you know, three of our real-time sites are showing up as below normal on the western edge of the state, pretty much Greenwich and Newtown and Salisbury. So, but yeah, with all the rain that we got for the most part, I think we've improved somewhat, and the stream flow conditions are kind of, I'm double checking on that, but I believe they're all in the, you know, in the normal range or better.
Terrific. Thanks, John. So Eric, do you have anything that from any of our reports, or Bruce, on any notes?
Yeah, I'll just speak briefly. All of the remaining indicators besides John just covered groundwater and stream flow, but all the other indicators are looking well within at or above normal for the time of year. So forest fire danger is low. Crop moisture index looks good. Veggie dry index is not done this time of year. Reservoirs all look very healthy. And precipitation for the month of February ranged from 115% of normal in Fairfield County to 186% of normal averaged across Windham County. So about, 3.5 to 5.5 inches of rain across the state over the last month has kept us really healthy conditions hydrologically for the winter time here.
Thanks, Eric. Bruce, I didn't know if you had anything you needed to add. I know you monitor a couple of things as well. So I want to just...
Yeah, let me move my mic down. I'll just say very quickly, I don't have the imagery in front of me right now, but one of the mapping things that they do for the U.S. Drought Monitor shows, and we've seen this in previous years, that our county by county averages often overlook areas. So right now there's, even with that high amount of precipitation county by county, there were dry areas right along the Litchfield and Fairfield County border and New York border, I should add. And also along the, if I remember correctly, where Hartford and Litchfield counties come together along the Massachusetts border. So this is a thing we have to keep an eye on. And John Mullaney's data often catch these things for us in addition to these other precipitation-based things. But all in all, everything is fine.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to add too with that. Like I was just talking over with one of our other hydrographers here in the office about like our Greenwich well. It's kind of situated on a hilltop, so it's kind of really sensitive to when there is some change. And so the fact that that one's a little on the low side, you know, might be indicative of something beginning over in that area. But otherwise, things look pretty good. But yeah, Bruce is right. There's some of these, you know, we may have had some areas that got missed with some of those heavy rains, or just didn't happen to be in those big bands of rain that came through.
Terrific, thanks. Is there anyone that has any questions or any other of our representatives that wanted to add anything? Okay, hearing none then, I'm gonna move on our agenda to item 5. Which is our, you know, continual review of the topical work group recommendations. We did send out, Eric sent out kind of a 2-page summary of OPM's recommended action items that we think that we should be able to move forward with kind of in an immediate first run through. If everyone recalls, the last meeting we talked about each agency kind of going through, looking at the priority levels of each of the recommendations, you know, whether it be something that can be done immediately, something that might be 6 months, you know, to a year out, and then things that are more future that need maybe some research or some further dwelling into. So team here at OPM, we kind of came through with this kind of page and a half listing, which we listed by the charge, the summary, and some suggested actions that seem to be items that could be easily, you know, done and could get implemented, as well as a half dozen items or so that were recommendations that would get forwarded directly to the Water Planning Council without, you know, any other action on our part. So I wanted to just touch base to see if anyone had any, and I apologize because I know it kind of went out a little late, but if anyone had any other thoughts of things that they believe, you know, could be done immediately that we should address, or they have a problem with anything that's on the listing here. These are more things that we believe that, you know, OPM can kind of write up. And our team here is going to start working on those. Obviously, we'll come up with our list that the Water Planning Council is already aware of, as I discussed it with them on Tuesday's meeting. We'll be getting an official, you know, notification to them of the items in the report that would, you know, be their responsibility for that. So just looking to see if anyone has any thoughts, concerns, additions, changes to kind of the list that we came up with, at least for a starting point. But we still encourage every agency to go through and look at the ones that are, you know, assigned, if you will, to your agency to look and kind of do that same process. So open it up for discussions, or if Eric or Bruce wanted to add anything into that, and thank them for compiling this list up.
Nothing to add from me.
So, So from what I hear you saying, Martin, these are kind of low-hanging fruit, not necessarily high priority. Is that right?
Well, these are the things that we think that, you know, I wouldn't say that they're not high priority. These are things that were obviously kind of marked immediate, but we think that they could be accomplished simply without having to need further review. Things that, you know, it might just be a language change into our plan. Some things that we're already doing, such as like the FOI requirements. You know, we're already doing that, and it might just be some language or establishing a flow chart, you know, into the plan. So we think these are some things that are immediate that we can just, you know, get drafted to be able to start working on, and kind of say, okay, these are, you know, here's the language, and then we provide that language back to this group, you know, as, you know, for our recommendations to the Water Planning Council for these immediate changes we could do now at this level. Then the next step would be taking, you know, the kind of the next group, you know, and working through rather than trying to maybe do it all at once and saying, let's, you know, because we know some things are going to take longer for us to do. And instead of waiting, you know, a year out to update the whole plan, these are things that we thought, you know, could be implemented right away and incorporated into the plan. Some of those we do, some of those are some best practices that we should implement and should be in the plan. So that was kind of our thought process on it. Hopefully that helps clarify, Doug.
Yeah, and then also, and you spoke a little bit about it right now, but and we also spoke about it at our last meeting, but just to get the process down as to how we work through these. You had mentioned, you know, we work through them as the IDW and then send them along to the Water Planning Council.
Correct.
Do we, as far as what we do here in the work group, is that done by vote, I suppose?
Right, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Doug, for bringing that up. So, and I have not looked back through all of the, you know, regulations or whatever that established this, you know, group and everything else, but just kind of my thought process is, you know, we will vote on these are our recommended changes. For that, once we have the draft language, we would vote on them as a recommendation to the Water Planning Council for the changes into the plan. And then the Water Planning Council has to take whatever actions, whether they have to have a hearing on it, whether they have to just vote on it. Obviously, then it would go to their level to do. And then it comes back to us for implementation, if you will.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, that's a thought process I see, unless someone knows differently. I mean, I unfortunately have not had time to research and say, okay, what is there any, you know, sort of process in place? But that logistically, it seems to be the right way to do it.
Yeah, yeah, agreed. And then some tracking mechanism.
Correct, yeah, because then we've got record of the votes, record of changes, everything, correct.
Yeah, because there could be different flows, you know, coming back and forth from Water Planning Council on different items that do get resolved, some that remain unresolved. So, yeah, I see this as ripe for some good tracking.
Yeah.
Martin, if I can add to that, I do believe the group does vote, and that was done the previous time the plan was updated. And I want to go back to something Doug said right at the beginning of his comment a minute ago, that this is an opportunity to get the process down. And personally, I think it's very important that you proceed with the simplest possible changes that no one can really quibble with, because if it's possible to do it quickly with simple ones, that might create a precedent for the Planning Council to do it in a more prompt, to accept updates on a more prompt basis in the future. They have not in the past been especially quick to move things through. And I think it would be helpful to keep this particular list, the simplest possible things, kind of as a pilot test of doing things quickly. That's all.
Oh, great. Thanks, Bruce. Anyone else or any other thoughts? I mean, I don't see this as anything we've got to per se take action on at this time, because we're still drafting everything. Our next step that we'll start drafting some language, you know, to these pieces, as I said, is each other agency to kind of go through, do the same if they see some other pieces that they think that they can, you know, that are assigned to them that they can do easily without, you know, as more of an immediate thing, please do the same thing. And we can get those to Eric and Bruce. We can kind of get all those compiled, and we'll continue the discussion at our next meeting as we get language for each of these different pieces that we can, you know, flow together and make our recommendations for at least a first phase, if you will, of some updates to the plan. Does anyone have anything else on that topic that they want to bring up?
This is Doug Lowacki. I just want to let you know I'm online. Thanks to Eric for sending me that link. So I've been on for the last 10 minutes.
Welcome, Doug. Sorry you had trouble getting on.
Oh, no problem. My invite didn't contain a link. I don't know why, but who knows?
Well, we appreciate it, Doug. Thanks. Go to public comment then, if there's anything else. Anyone has any public comment? Just okay, seeing none. I have no other business. Does anyone else have any other business to bring up? Nice, quick. We might be a record meeting here. Hearing none, it's 2:20 p.m. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn from Doug.
Thank you, Doug. Awesome. Is there a second? Ken, you want to second that?
Sure. Second, Ken Dumas.
Yeah. Thanks, Ken. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Terrific. Thank you all. Have a terrific rest of the day, and we'll be in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Good to see everyone.